Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, my ears, these big, long, furry ears are in my way. That's why I've got big, long ears. I'm a bunny today. Oh, yeah, here in the Auto World Greasy Garage Studio. Welcome, everyone, into the Greasy Garage Studio. Welcome aboard. Welcome into the studio. I'm wearing some big, furry, long ears, you know, make myself look like a rabbit or a bunny, whatever, because it's Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. Hey, appreciate that. Having you here with me, taking your special weekend to sit back, relax, and enjoy Auto World. And I do appreciate that. All of us here at Auto World, including everyone at Genesis Communications Network. And, of course, Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the 2800 GCN mixer machine. Alex is going to take your calls right here on Auto World here this weekend. For sure. That's what it's about. Auto World. Your Auto World this last week. How has your Auto World been this last week? Well, mine's been kind of crazy here at the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho, of course, in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio with my bunny ears on. Had a great time, you know. Easter Bunny, you know, he did come around and he did plant some eggs all over the place for the grandkids, and we had a fun time doing hunting Easter eggs. And they did. I sat back and, well, as grandpas would do, and watched. Oh, yeah, but they did get and climb into their electric cars and go around the racetrack here at the Greasy Garage Studio, and it was fun to do that. So today here on Auto World, folks, we're going to have an excellent show. I'm egging you on also to stay with us. I should stop now with all that. Anyway, we're going to have a good time here on Auto World. This week on Auto World, I do appreciate you coming into the Greasy Garage Studio, whichever day you are listening to me. I'm Mark Evans, your host, a guy that's, I do have a little bit of oil in my veins. Sometimes it squirts out, and it's not red. It's actually brown. So it's confirmed. No, I've been around the automotive industry for over 40 years, fixing and touching and tasting and repairing and listening to you. Tell me what is going on with your automobiles, the goods, the bads, the uglies. Do I buy? Do I sell? Do I fix? Do I drive it off the local cliff there in our town, Mark? Do I leave the windows down in the winter and let the snow rot out the upholstery? Ugh, the smell of that. No, do not do that. I'm going to share that with you here this week. Had a little beautiful Oldsmobile come into the Greasy Garage. I'm going to take some photos of that. We're going to get that bad boy running. It's a 57 Oldsmobile 88. What that means, it's very long, it's very wide, it's a two-door hardtop, a 57, and it's made out of steel, real steel, chrome front and rear bumpers that you could literally just, I couldn't pick one of them up, they're that heavy. This car is real metal. We're going to take some photos of that, share that with you on the Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. That's our Auto World Media. That's the address there on the Instagram. And I did tease all of you with a picture on the Instagram account showing and showing you a picture of the little chick there, baby chick carrying around the Easter egg there in his little nice little green car. Have that on my Facebook page, of course, which is Mark Evans. And I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Definitely, we got the same picture up there. And I basically put that out there to let you know that, yes, I've been finding Easter eggs in my car again. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. So with that said, hand me that rusty old hubcap over there. Thank you. This rusty old hubcap, see, he's got the menu in it for what we're going to be doing here on Auto World this week from the Greasy Garage Studio. 3 hours, 1 hour, 2 hour, and 3 hours are all different, folks. each and every hour is different. And I do that purposely because when I say different, that means that you're going to have different news items, different, well, a lot of fun throughout all 3 hours, but each and every hour is different. So if you do not and only get 1 hour of Auto World or 2 hours, if you get all three, yes, thank you to our great affiliates out there. Some of our affiliates are delayed, and some of our affiliates only can take 1 hour or 2 hours. So if you do definitely want to hear each and every hour, which is absolutely different, we're going to have fun. We're going to do emails. We're going to take your calls. And here in a little bit, I'm going to pull this menu out of the hubcap and let you know what I'm doing for each hour. But if you only get to listen to the first hour or second hour, here's how you can listen to all of the hours at all times. And please do call your radio station that you're listening on and thank them for me. On behalf of Mark Evans here, thank them for taking the show and ask them if they would like to take another extra hour of the show so you won't miss out. And I know that some of our affiliates have done that. They've added an hour. Thank you. I do appreciate that. I really do. That way I have a lot more of you to help fix your cars, help you in your auto world each and every week. But if you want to listen to the second or third hour that you're not getting, or, you know, if you're not getting the first hour, you can go to GCN Live, GCNLive.com, and click right there on the Internet and just hunt for auto world, and you'll see it real simple. And also, I might as well do a little bit of housekeeping here. Definitely, you can go back in the archives if something I said last week or 6 months ago or 8 months ago, you can go just Google. Love that word, Google. It's like a tickle word. I Google. Anyway, just Google Auto World Podcast right there on the top. Don't even have to search. Very proud of that. So with that said, let's see what's going on in Auto World this week. Well, the first hour, oh, yeah. Someone did a big order. Hang on for that. Someone did a huge order. That's amazing. We're going to get to that. And also, 8 to 10% segment share. You're going to find out who wants 8 to 10% through the first hour here. And talking about Easter, how about Easter eggs? Well, they cracked open. Yep, somebody cracked open some Easter eggs. And that is a, well, that's a company that you probably might be driving. Oh, yeah. And the second hour, let's get to that. And each and every hour, folks, you're the star of the show. And that means that you're going to interrupt me by grabbing your cell phone, grabbing your telephone. That is your microphone. That means that you can call me at any one point in time and interrupt me with your microphone. Please do. With your concerns, your questions, your whatever you might want to talk about. This is Auto World, but I have had some of you email me about what's a good fertilizer for your grass. And if you looked at my grass, you'd say he doesn't have a clue what a good fertilizer is. Oh, yeah. I can tell you what a good fuel injector cleaner is. Anyway, please interrupt me at any time. You are the star of the show. You can get in touch with me right here in the Greasy Garage Studio at 855-660-4261. And email is always on, always on. We're going to share some of your emails here this week on Auto World. And that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And yes, I'm going to, and I have, and I started this a couple, two, 3 weeks ago, Facebook Messenger. Light it up. Light that Facebook Messenger up. I'll read it, and I'll get a hold of you, and we'll talk through Facebook Messenger. Facebook address, though, is just my name, Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting behind the microphone, and we can talk. Okay. And that's good not only right here as I am live from Boise, Idaho, at the Auto World Plaza, but that is good throughout the week, okay, throughout the week. And with that, I take your emails you send me throughout the week. I do answer quite a few of them. This last week, well, it's been real busy going into the holiday, which is good. That tells me a lot of you are probably in your automobile, and you headed out for the weekend, the Easter weekend, and you'll see your relatives or wherever you headed out, and you're starting to think about vacation days maybe. We all have been cooped up in our houses, of course, with the COVID word, and today here on Auto World, just sit back, relax, take the mask off. Get some steel-toed boots on, though. I don't want to hurt your... You're in the shop with me here. I don't want your toes getting crushed. Safety glasses, don't forget. We're going to come right back here on Auto World, and we're going to find out what's happened the second and the third hour, and then we're going to get right to your email questions. I'm Mark Evans.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Oh, how many of you have been drag racing this weekend? Well, yeah, burn some fuel. get those tires warmed up. That's what it's all about. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's good to have you along. Thanks for joining me each and every week, and especially this week because it's Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. I do, again, a special weekend for all of us, and I do appreciate you being with me here on Auto World, taking your time out on your special weekend to tune in. We're going to have a lot of fun. Let's get right back to this hubcap. Let's find out what's going on the second hour, and then we're going to get right into the end of the third hour, and we're going to get right into, someone did a big order? Well, that's coming up. So the second hour, are you finally finding the Easter eggs in your vehicle? What's that all about? Well, we're going to get to that, of course, and I got a little history. Oh, a little some trivia coming with you. Easter also here this week on Auto World. And the first quarter, it sounds like we're playing baseball, but we're not. This is Auto World, so hang on to this first quarter report I have for you. And did you hear? What? Well, that's a segment on the second hour. Third hour, what's up on the third hour here at Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio? A new exhibit. Hang on tight with that. That's going to be fun to share with you. And the best ever. That's what I like to hear, the best. Best ever is coming your way here on the third hour. And definitely I'm going to share with you, not only your emails, your calls also are always welcome here in Auto World. Since 1992, the phone number has not changed. 855-660-4261. And my email never has changed. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Please go ahead. Email me anytime. If you can email me now, that would be great. If you can't and it's a different time for you that you're listening to the show on a delayed station, no problem. When you're trying to call in and you're not getting an answer because you might be listening on a delayed station at noon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, lunchtime on a different day, please go ahead. Email me your car question, your vehicle question, your boat question. We're going into that, the warm weather. Spring has sprung. And so if you've got I'm certified in the outboard motors, inboard and outboard. And there's a lot to say about that. What is different between marine V8 engine in an inboard boat versus a regular automotive V8 that you've got in your Ford pickup truck? A lot. There's a lot of things different there. And it's concerning fire. Fire, we don't want a fire in a boat because no one can get to you to put it out. And, you know, when you're trying to dip water out of the lake, folks, to put a gasoline fire out, it just doesn't quite work. So make sure you get that white. See, the fire extinguisher is white, not red, in your boat. So there's a little bit different there. But, hey, let's get to the first hour here in Auto World again. Oh, look at this. Someone did a big order, and what did they do? Before we get to that, I want to get back the bus up here again. Beep, 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 beep. There's the bus backing up. I'm going to share with you top 25 Easter eggs on vehicles. Some of you might have never, you might, what? Easter eggs? Why would they put Easter eggs on my vehicle? They have. And you might be driving one. So each and every hour, I'm going to split that 25 up, and each hour you're going to get 8. And we're going to start from number 25 and go down to number 1. So the third hour, we're going to tell you what the number 1 Easter egg is. And, of course, along the way, I've got some Easter trivia, of course. And also, I've got some history behind the word Easter. So we're going to have fun with that. Easter eggs on your vehicle. What the heck? Oh, yeah, we're going to do that here in a little bit. But first, somebody did a big order. What's this big order about, Mark? Well, big order. You've heard of that company, Amazon. Have you ever ordered from Amazon? Oh, yeah. Raise your hand, please. Oh, yeah, I see some hands out there. All the way back in the 12th row today here at the Greasy Garage Studio. Lots of arms up. That's right. I don't see everybody's got their arm up. See, that's just it. We all order from Amazon, and they, you know, drop ship it using the internet.com world. Well, Amazon did a big order, folks. They ordered over 100,000 electric delivery vehicles. I said it, 100,000 electric delivery vehicles. Next week, I don't have that report yet on who they ordered those from, what brand they are, but we're going to dig into that a little deeper and find out who they are. What that company is, maybe how big those vans are. Probably, I think, the same size of vans that they have now. But they did order 100,000 electric delivery vehicles. And Amazon has invested $2 billion I did say that correctly. $2 billion in a new carbon reduction technologies. That's right. New carbon reduction technologies. $2 billion. They are done with the carbon print. That gas, that diesel print, you know, coming out of your exhaust pipe. $2 billion. Well, you know, I guess we all are buying from them. So if you take all five of us and they make a dollar profit on us, there's $5. That's how that works. So that $2 billion is what they just invested in. They want to be net zero, basically carbon, net zero carbon, you know, no carbon coming out of the exhaust by 2040. That's a couple years away. And does it really matter to some of us? Yes, it does, because we all have children and we all have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And congratulations to you folks that are sitting there now listening with your great-grandchildren, your grandchildren, and your kids. Thanks for listening, all of you, the whole entire family. And there's your Amazon news for this week here on Auto World. Again, this is unbelievable. I really think it's great. It's going electric. Absolutely. I've bought a lot of electric cars for my grandkids to start them off with. And I started my kids off in gas powered go-karts. So there's, you know, grandpa's guilty. But again, I think that the gas and the diesel cars, I have a lot of antique and vintage and classic cars that burn fuel, and they're not going to go anywhere. I mean, I'm going to have to pay a lot of money for gasoline. I might not, or my grandkids, my great-grandkids will have to, of course, in the years to come. But with that 1916 Chevrolet, I look like a chemist out there trying to mix the fuel today, because it will not, cannot burn on regular gas. It's got to have unleaded, that is, and or that flex fuel stuff. No. Ethanol? It's got to have leaded gas. Got to have it. You do. It won't run. It won't run correctly. And I had a question this last week here in the Greasy Garage studio on an older car. And the gentleman asked me, he says, well, can I run? By the way, it was a 62 Chevy Impala. Beautiful little car. Little, I say. It's not that little. But he asked me, hey, Mark, can I run this unleaded gas in my 62 Chevy Impala? By the way, that was sitting here at the Greasy Garage studio. And I said, oh, yeah, you can, but we're going to have to do some different timing changes to the engine. So when we come back, I'm going to get right into that 25 of them. I'm going to give you 8 the first hour, the Easter egg hunt on your vehicle. Oh, that's going to be fun. Share the brands with you. We'll be right back. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senators who visited facilities on the southern border where unaccompanied children were being held in cramped conditions inside makeshift tent-like structures say they were told to delete the evidence.
We were told to delete the pictures. No one did. You've seen the video coming out of all of these kids crammed together under the foil blankets, huddling together. And when you have 10% of them who are positive already.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Senate leadership on Fox News, would would not say who told him to delete the pictures. The man who caused Taiwan's worst rail accident in decades was led away from his home by police on Sunday. He apologized in tears for not properly engaging the truck's emergency brake. The vehicle slid down from a construction site and hit a passenger train, causing it to derail just before entering a tunnel, crushing many passengers inside mangled train carriages. 48 people were killed, at least 198 injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, yeah. The sunny days are here. Spring has sprung. Hey, it's good to have you along. Folks, from the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans, your host, right here. This is Auto World, heard on the Genesis Communications Network, syndicated network that all our great affiliates are taking, Auto World. And again, I salute to not only the affiliates, but to each and every one of you for coming into the Greasy Garage Studio on an Easter weekend. Happy Easter. Hey, with Easter weekend here, and I definitely, some of you have been wondering, Easter egg hunting? Yeah, well, have you actually did an Easter egg hunt on your automobile? What? What's this all about? Well, there's Easter eggs. That's meaning that there's a lot of things that are hidden on your vehicle that you might be driving that you never knew that was there. And if you did hunt, it's called Easter egg hunt. Yes, Jeep started it years ago. Well, here on Auto World, I'm going to share with you each and every hour a couple, two, three vehicles that have them and what they're doing. Many automotive Easter eggs are merely eye candy, of course. In reality, though, there are plenty of incentive ones that provide us useful functions. Yeah, an Easter egg in the automotive terms is anything that the automakers have added to a car as a bonus that's usually hidden. Yep, an illusion, a holiday tradition maybe, and or some of them even have a not only the holiday tradition with Easter, but Christmas. That's right. There's some cars that have Christmas themes in them hidden behind the corners of certain things. So throughout the auto world today, we're going to, for each and every hour, I'm going to share with you different ones. The first Easter egg someone unearthed was from the 1979 Atari VCS 2600 game called Adventure. The term itself, however, has been around since the 16th century, folks, although the term is mostly often attributed to hidden features uncovered in the video games or movies. Easter eggs have been around in the cars for a long, long time. Pretty cool designs, of course. Tesla's one that has Easter eggs all over itself. Literally, some of you have a Tesla, and you might know this, or you didn't know it, and now you're saying, oh, I do remember seeing that one feature that's, well, they hold down the button on the infotainment screen, folks, to reveal a secret. Yes, if you've got a Tesla, just hold down the button for a while, and reveal a secret on the Tesla, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to see that when you have a Tesla. Some more charter members out there do have a Tesla, so just hold down that button on that infotainment screen. Many automotive Easter eggs are merely, of course, eye candy, of course, but a lot of them do work to our advantage, like number 25 on the list. And I'm going to go start with number 25 and head down the road to number 1, which will be 24, you know, 25, 24, 23. Yeah, I can count all the way down. I'll count all the way down to number 1 on the third hour. And the Hyundai Blue Max video game. Oh, they slipped a little video game in there as an Easter egg. It's called the Blue Max game on their infotainment screen. Yep, that's number 25. Let's go to number 24. Vauxhall. They have a shark. It was a shark dare. But there's a picture molded of a shark in the plastic on the Vauxhall car. It's number 24. It was actually a dare. A colleague at the MSN designer team says, I dare us to, you know, he dared the team. Let's hide a shark in the car. They'll never find it. Well, they did do the shark, and it's there. And if you have a Vauxhall Corsa, 2006 to 2014 models, you'll actually find a little shark. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. I just want you to look for it. That's Easter egg hunting. Number 23 on the list of Easter eggs in automobiles here on Easter egg weekend. Number 23, the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Oh, this is kind of neat. If you do have a Jeep Grand Cherokee, go out and look at the headlights. Don't do it right now. You're listening to me on Auto World Live. Let's do it on the break and come right back in. Take a look at the headlights, and you'll see that, in fact, in the little covering that covers the little light, yes, the little light, the headlight it's called, in the center, you will find, what? The old Willy headlights. They have the shape of the old Willy headlights and the grill. You know, the iconic Jeep grill that is on top of, the little embedded into the headlight covering. A little Easter egg. Hey, by the way, make sure the headlights are off. I don't want you to look at the headlights when they're on. Okay? Do it in the daylight and you'll see that. Number 22 on the list. Oh, another Jeep. It's a Jeep Renegade. It has a friendly little spider as an Easter egg hunting. Yes, it's a funny and random Easter egg that has had the same source. Well, it's been looking at you for quite some time, that little spider. And where is it at? I'm not going to tell you. Some of them I will tell you where they're at. Some of them I will not. But that is a little spider. And it has a little slogan or a saying that the spider is telling you. It's another Easter egg, so go hunting on your Jeep Renegade if you have one. It's a friendly spider. That is number 22 on the list. Let's go to number 21, Hyundai Genesis. This is really cool as an Easter egg. If you've got a Hyundai Genesis, it's a welcome logo. That's right, it's a welcome logo. Now you'll have to go out at night. Make sure it's dark out. And this little Easter egg is actually the brand's logo that comes and shines on the ground on the driver's side. So it's got like a little movie camera on the bottom side of the outside rear view mirror, driver's side. And when you flip your, you know, push the button to unlock your car or lock, it goes boom. And it shows you the little Easter egg logo of the Genesis right there on the ground. You have to go at nighttime to see that one, though. Oh, yeah. Number 20 on the list. We're starting, you know, we start at number 25. We're down to number 20. And these are Easter eggs that you're going to go Easter egg hunting on your vehicle. Number 20 on the list is the BMW Z4. Do you see it? I see it. Take your BMW Z4, if you have one, Stand back, look at the driver's side. You will see that they actually literally molded the side of the car. The front fender, that's right, the front fender moldings, this is the stamping of the fender, folks, and the stamping of the door skins, okay, the door skin, driver's side, passenger side, but just look at the driver's side. Stand back about 20 feet, and you will literally see, you've got the BMW logo pretty much at the tire height, right there on the right in front of the front door. But in the fender, there's a line going through it, and that line is molded right into the fender. If you stand back, you'll see that the front fender's got a Z in it. That's the BMW Z4. They put the little Easter egg literally on the side of the car on both sides. Take a look at that. And if you don't have a Z4, oh, by the way, I do recommend you might want to get one or go climb in one. They are a blast to drive, little two-door sport coupe convertible. You'll see one in the parking lot. Stand back, and the person that owns it will be going, what? What are you looking at my car for? Did you see the Easter egg? That's all you got to ask them. Did you see the Easter egg? And point to the front, the driver's door. They'll say, what? Yeah, see the Z molded into the metal? Pretty cool. Pretty cool Easter egg. Now, number 19 on the list, the Skogo. Skogo. Skogo is the model and the make. Skogo, it's complimentary ice scraper. What? Yeah, Skogo brand. You might, this is overseas, of course, but they did. For the colder climates, they incorporated an ice scraper hidden in the gas flap door. So if you flip the gas flap door open, you'll see a little ice scraper there for that cold climate. And also, now that is a Skogo number 19. Let's go to number 18 on the list. We're back with another Easter egg, the Jeep Gladiator. 419 Toledo area code, 419. Look for the 419. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with more Easter eggs. And here's a question for you right before the break. How do you eat your chocolate bunny? How do you eat your chocolate bunny? Maybe ears first? Oh, my God, these furry ears I got on today here at the Greasy Garage Studio. These things are huge. We'll be right back right here on Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
But they can have it so bad, 'cause I got a Galaxy
You had to carry along a 5-gallon bucket of gas. Keep that galaxy going. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Happy Easter weekend to you. I'm Mark Evans, the host right here on Auto World. This is Auto World you're listening to. Thanks for joining me. Sitting back in your favorite chair, maybe your favorite automobile. You're listening to us right now here on Genesis Communications Network on our great affiliates out throughout the listening area of the world. Yes, thank you for the Auto World, that is. And hopefully your Auto World went really, really well this last week. If not, I do welcome your calls at any one point in time. Please interrupt me. Since 1992, the phone has not and will never change. It's 855-660-4261. My email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, let's do that. I've got all these email questions, and some of these I did not answer during the week. So it's time. Let's go in here to the email bag. I'm going to reach in, grab me one here. There's one. Okay. Now, how this works on the email side, folks, so just email me your car question, your truck question, whatever kind of question you might have or concerns, or please join, become a charter member, and your ideas are good, too. You know, two heads are better than one, and just email me and let me know your story, your car story, your first car story, the last problem you had, the problem that you never had maybe with a car. Maybe let's do some ranting and raving on the email, the goods, the bads, and the uglies of what you've owned in your life and what you might be thinking about owning, okay? And this way to do it is just email me. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, with I'm babbling on because I was reading in this email to see if I could read it on the air. See, I print these emails out. The crew here prints them out during the week, puts them in the email bag, and I just pulled out one. And if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just let me know, and this one I can read. So let's get fixing some cars here. Here, the first hour of Auto World. Mark, great show. Thank you. I do appreciate that. That is my paycheck. Comment like that. Thank you very, very much. And that is, let's see, that's from Roy. Thank you, Roy. Mark, great show. Quick question for you on my old car. Wanted to fire her up now that it's warm out. Is there any tricks of the trade that you can share to make it easier to start a car up that has been sitting? Thank you, Roy, listening in Cedar Valley, Oklahoma. Oh, never been to Cedar Valley, Oklahoma, but that, Roy, it's time for a shout out. A shout out to one of our great affiliates there. And that affiliate there that you're listening on would be KZLS, 1640 AM. AM 1640, KZLS in Cedar Valley. That's Oklahoma City, Edmond, Norman, Stillwater. And, of course, where Roy's emailing me from, Cedar Valley, Oklahoma. Good. There's our horn. Good to have you along, Roy. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Auto World and all the little cities. Be in between all those cities. You know, I can't mention them all. We only have so much time. Anyway, thank you, each and every one of you. I salute to you. Roy, there is a lot of things that we need to do. Of course, the gas is one thing. On an old car, you didn't give me the year. Always email back if you'd like, Roy, and let me know your make and model and all that. Definitely don't be bashful there. But, with any year, make, or model of a car that's been sitting, you're going to have a fuel problem. The fuel turns into basically varnish, goo, oil, tar. I mean, literally, it goes back into the ground. But it all happens into your gas tank, Roy. So you need to make sure that if you did not put stable in the gas tank and run it for a while to get stable mixed into the gas that's in the gas tank and up through the fuel line and into the carburetor on the older car, then you're going to have not only the same goo and tar and tarnish and varnish and all that in the bottom of the float bowl in the carburetor, but you'll have it in the fuel lines, fuel pump, all the way back to the fuel tank. So when you put some stable in, that's what the brand is, stable. Stable is, I believe you spell it S-T-A-B-B-I-L, stable. It's red, and you just follow the instructions on the bottle, put that in the gas. But here's another little trick on carburetors, folks. And Roy, by the way, put that in and run it for a while before you park it for the season, meaning winter season. Get a little squirt can of Trainee fluid. And what I want you to do here, because the old cars all have mechanical fuel pumps that mean that it has a rubber diaphragm, has a little arm that comes up through the engine that runs off the camshaft. That camshaft rotates, moves the arms. The arm then makes that rubber diaphragm go up and down, causing it to pump gas up to the carburetor on top of the engine. What I like to do is usually take drain the gas out of the line going to the carburetor. Once I've run stable through everything, that means I've got stable in the float bowls at this time then, before I park it. But also take a can of Trainee transmission fluid in a squirt can. Take the line off of the fuel pump. That's the side that is going back to the fuel tank. And just squirt a little Trainee fluid in there for me. Just squirt a little Trainee fluid in there, put the line back on, and then just crank it over. And it might start, and as soon as it starts, just shut it off instantly. What you're doing is lubricating with the Trainee oil that rubber diaphragm, Roy. It will never, ever dry and crack out then, because eventually, as we all know, gasoline does burn and melt rubber. So if you got a little Trainee oil in there, that's going to solve it, and meaning that rubber will never rot out on you ever again. Another place I want you, Roy, to squirt, basically, some Trainee fluid is on the accelerator pump. That's the plunger on top of the carburetor, usually driver's side in front of the carburetor, towards the radiator. That's on top of the carburetor. Just squirt a little Trainee oil right down that little stick that's sticking up. That's the accelerator plunger. That transmission oil will go down the plunger, lubricate that, if it's an old car, it's made out of a carbon fiber material, and that Trainee oil, just a couple squirts, will lubricate that, and that'll never rot out on you either. Because as you're sitting there with the car sitting, it's got gas in that little plunger. It's like a toilet bowl plunger, basically, that we clean our toilet bowls out with, that you grab onto and push. That's the same type of thing that happens on in your, that's why they call it the accelerator pump. Anyway, a little transmission oil there. But another thing there, too, if you didn't do any of that, Roy, on your older car there in Oklahoma, then what we need to do is you can do that right now, okay? But be affirmed that, in fact, make sure you got oil in it, make sure you got good antifreeze in it, that all the levels are up, brake fluid levels up, antifreeze levels up, if it's an automatic transmission. Of course, you have to start and run it in neutral to check the transmission fluid. Make sure that's all up. Make sure all the fluids are all up. And do that, and you're good to go. And then another thing that I do, literally, if your car is sitting out, you got uncovered storage. If it's inside a garage, you don't need to do this, Roy. But before you park your older car, you want to put Saran Wrap on the wiper blades. Absolutely. Saran Wrap that we use in our kitchen. Just wrap that rubber with Saran Wrap and then just let it sit there underneath the carport. Or if it's sitting outside, no big deal. And then you will not end up having rotted wiper blades either. That's how you do it. Hey, Roy, thanks for emailing me from Cedar Valley, Oklahoma. Good to have you along, everybody there in Oklahoma. Good to have each and every one of you listening. And, you know, it's amazing what oil can do. Transmission oil, like detergent oil, and it's real thin, and that's why I want you to use that transmission oil to be squirting into that mechanical fuel pump and down the accelerator pump, because it's thin. It runs right down in there and cleans it all out, see? Works really, really good. Well, it looks like this first hour of my gosh, the garage door is starting to come down. Appreciate each and every one of you being here. I want to thank everybody, of course, that is with us here today and makes this happen. Of course, our producer, Axelrod Alex, thank you. Appreciate it. General Motor George, my chief and engineer who keeps me wired, Audi Adam. He's always out taking care of my affiliates, of course. Lug Nutley, the program director and marketing manager. Oh, T-Bird Ted, founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Don't forget my personal chauffeur. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Oh, yes, thank you. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.